My parents wanted us to come out because of the fighting. It was terrible. We didn't know whether we would survive or not because of the German planes kept coming over and the Italians, they were fighting for Franco. And my father thought it would be better for us to get out. At first, when Papa told us about it, I thought, oh, well, it's only like a little time away from home. But when the actually time came to say goodbye to Mama, of course, I didn't want to come. I screamed and I cried and I held on to my mother. But eventually, my sister and my brother, they took my hands and more or less dragged me towards the docks where the boat was.
Josefina Stubbs, who was 10 years old at the time. Of course, the tears and confusion were shared by most of the children.
My parents put our names down, three of us, and we boarded the ship, I think it was on the 20th of May, 1937. And the last thing my parents said to my sister, look after your brother and sister, please. And as we said goodbye, you know, embracing crying, it's only for 3 months, only 3 months.
When my mother said to me, you're going away in a boat on the sea, you're going to another country and you'll be all right. It's only for 3 months, so don't cry. We'll be together in 3 months' time. So I remember, as if it was yesterday, when she embraced us in a place called Santurce, where we boarded the boat, and kissing me, and she was crying, and her tears were falling on my cheeks. And then when I saw my mother crying, I started crying, then my sister. A lot of the children were crying, but we didn't know what was really happening.
I didn't realise the finality of it until we were alone on board. And it was terribly crowded in a boat that was meant for some 400 passengers. We were very nearly 4,000 children, plus 100 teachers and more or less 100 young women to help with the younger ones. So it was awfully crowded. We knew no one at all. And I was just with my brother, totally alone. And of course, I realized then that we had been separated from our families and our parents.
Agustina Cabrera, Paco Robles and Hermino Martinez.
On the 23rd in the morning of May, we arrived. We got up and we were in England, in Southampton, and there was doctors. I remember doctors on deck giving us injections. And then the buses were down on the dock. A lot of coaches, a lot of buses, and they were taking us to Eastleigh, to Stoneham Camp. And all along the route, there were flags, flowers on lampposts and flags. And we thought we were very important people because they put up the flags, but it turned out that it was the coronation of King George VI, a week before that, I think. That's why the flags were still up.